Here on our update program, I'm Andrew Pitkin, joined by representative of Missouri's 126th District, Patricia Pike. Representative Pike, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for the invitation to visit today.
Absolutely. And of course, you've had a busy week, of course, attending to House Bill 2014. You've helped to pass it. What does this mean for Missourians?
It's a very important piece of legislation in that it brings federal money to the state level to work a lot with expenses that we've seen on the COVID-19 across our state. It brings those funds federally into the state and then sends them on down to the local level.
What would you say are a couple items that will be specifically helpful in the bill to help with this pandemic that we're facing?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking at a $5.8 billion section, and it's a billion with a B, which is a lot of money that the federal level has sent to Missouri to work with COVID-19 issues. That's a lot of money that will go for equipment, for our frontline health care providers, to our counties and cities and communities, for all of their needs. It goes to schools. It just goes to so many areas that have been affected by the COVID-19 issues.
And I also saw that there were, a couple of state needs that would be included in the bill as well. So what were a couple of those that the bill is helping to fund?
Well, there are also some non-COVID-19 spending sections in the bill. This is a supplemental budget bill to get us through the rest of our fiscal year. More money for DESE, for preschool, to help with our local schools and early childhood expenses, more for MoDOT, more to help fund mental health and social services that we have needed those to be funded a little bit more to get us through the rest of our fiscal time. There's also a lot of money coming for food distribution and, of course, PPE, all the supplies that our frontline health care providers need.
And also big news in Vernon County as we're recording this on Friday. And just yesterday, we saw two more cases in Vernon County of COVID-19, just a day after the first case being found. What can you say about how important it is just to be aware of that in Vernon County, and what should people be prepared for?
That's an excellent point. Being well informed is a big part of fighting this health pandemic right now. Our local leaders and healthcare providers are doing a great job, and our media, all of us working together to get the word out how important it is to follow health procedures and precautions and to get tested if you feel that you need to be, and just to get the word out of the health procedures and processes we need to follow. More testing that occurs in our area and around the state, we're going to see higher numbers, but they're also tracking those numbers to see kind of when the curve flattens out and when we can begin to see hopefully an end to some of the issues that we're dealing with right now.
That being said, also, of course, the PPP, Paycheck Protection Program, it's so important for so many small businesses in Vernon County and the surrounding counties as well. What can you say about the importance of that program?
I am pleased that this has come forward for small businesses and our nonprofits. And I would encourage anyone who is thinking about the need for keeping your employees employed and to pay your business expenses to look into the Paycheck Protection Program. You can do this by going on-site and reading more about it with the U.S. Department of Treasury, also the Missouri Small Business Administration websites. They have applications and information. You have many local banks that are SBA lenders or are getting qualified to be, and they can help small businesses as well. Opening today will be another piece of that opportunity for independent contractors. Now, all of the policies are not quite in place for independent contractors. They're still writing some of the policies for that law, but it is coming, and it'll be a great assistance in helping all of us to get through the own and run businesses to get through this financial need that's going on in the next few weeks.
What's the best advice you could give to, you know, some of those citizens in the district who are just feeling worried and feeling a bit of that fear?
We're all in this alone together. And again, I can't say enough for our healthcare providers, our community leaders, volunteers, everyone that is working together in our district and around the state to get information out and to help and share resources with each other. There's a lot of things that we can be doing, and a big part of that is to be well-informed, to read, to know what's out there, to follow the steps. A lot of the resources are online, and they can reach out to my office, Congresswoman Hartzler's office, their local community leaders. All of those are resources, their local media, to find where to go and follow those steps to get assistance and pass that information on to others.
Absolutely. And again, we're recording this on Friday, but just yesterday, Governor Parson did issue an order that all Missouri public and charter schools must remain closed for the rest of the 2019-2020 school year. What do you think was some of the reasoning and what will be the benefits of just kind of closing the door on the school year?
I think it was a decision that was not taken lightly, but the governor spoke with DESE and with superintendents from around the state, and the consensus was for safety of the not only the children but also the staff and everyone that's involved together and working in the school system. It was not taken lightly because we know it affects graduation and so many important milestones in our students' lives, but also the health factor was just such a big part. And again, our schools have done a great job in our district in continuing to provide lesson plans that will go on till the end of the school year. They have stepped up with nutrition programs and encouragement for the students and parents. And I just can't say enough good things about our local and statewide school systems and how they have stepped up to meet the challenge.
And kind of on that same note as well, you know, it's going to be tough for schools, for cities, for businesses, for everyone to keep their budgets as balanced as possible. So what should people be ready for in terms of trying to keep their budgets in a stable manner?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think statewide on down, we're watching budget issues. You know, we're a balanced budget in the state, and so we have to have a funding source on the state level. And I think families need to plan accordingly to use the kinds of opportunities that are out there for everything from the Paycheck Protection Program for small business to maybe some of the unemployment opportunities. Of course, the stimulus checks are coming soon. To be able to plan basic expenses and to look ahead that probably in the next 30 to 60 days that it's going to take some careful planning. But with time, as we learn more about the COVID-19 issues, I think we're going to see a light at the end of the tunnel and emerge as a strong economy. Again, we were strong when we went into it in many ways, and I think this country and our state will recover with the plans in place fairly quickly once we get the health issues under control.
Absolutely. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to speak to at this time?
I would just like to tell the citizens to stay optimistic, to plan well, to support the governor's call for safety measures. Thank everyone who's doing their part, whether it's staying at home and keeping safe, or going to work and helping their communities or in the different aspects and Can't say enough for our first responders and healthcare workers and firefighters and community leaders and educators. And we're all in this working together. And I want to thank KNEM, KNMO as well for bringing this information to the citizens today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Representative Pike.
Thank you.
Representative of Missouri's 126th District, Patricia Pike, here on your update program on KNEM, KNMO.